Om Shanti. This is the Sakar Murli of the 1st of May 2024. Essence. Sweet children, prove that the Unlimited Father is your father, teacher and Satguru too, and that he cannot be omnipresent. Question. Why is there extreme sorrow in the world at this time? What is the reason for sorrow? Answer. At this time, there are the omens of Rahu, Saturn, over the whole world, and this is why there is sorrow. After the Father, the Lord of the Tree, has come, there are the omens of Jupiter over everyone. In the golden and silver ages, there are the omens of Jupiter. There is no name or trace of Ravan there, and this is why there is no sorrow there. The Father has come to establish the land of happiness. There cannot be sorrow there. Om Shanti. The spiritual father sits here and explains to you, sweetest children, because all of you children know that you are souls and that you came here from your home very far away. You came here and entered bodies to play your parts. It is souls that play a part. You children sitting here, consider yourselves to be souls and remember the Father, because the Father has explained, by having remembrance, the sins of your many births will be burnt away. This should not be called yoga. Sannyasis teach yoga. A student has yoga with his teacher, and children have yoga with their father. This is a meeting of souls with the Supreme Soul, that is, it is a meeting of the children with the Father. This is a benevolent meeting. None of the rest is benevolent. This is the impure world. When you explain at the exhibitions and museums, it is right to give the introduction of souls and the Supreme Soul. All souls are children, and he is the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, who resides in the Supreme Abode. A child would not call his physical father the Supreme Father. Only in sorrow do people remember the Supreme Father. O Supreme Father, Supreme Soul. The Supreme Father resides in the Supreme Abode. You explain the knowledge of souls and the Supreme Soul, but you mustn't just explain that there are two fathers. You definitely also have to explain that he is the father and also the teacher. All of us are brothers, and he is the father of all souls. On the path of devotion, everyone remembers God the Father, because the fruit of devotion is received from God, that is, the children claim their inheritance from the Father. God gives you children the fruit of your devotion. What does he give you? He makes you into the masters of the world. However, you mustn't simply prove who the Father is. He is the Father and also the one who gives you teachings. He is the Sat Guru too. Explain in such a way that the thought of omnipresence flies away. Also, add that Baba is the ocean of knowledge too. He comes here and teaches us Raja Yoga. Tell them, He is also the teacher who gives us teachings, so how can he be omnipresent? A teacher is definitely separate from students, just as a father is separate from children. Souls remember the Father, the Supreme Soul, and praise him. The Father is the seed of the human world. He comes and gives us the knowledge of the beginning, middle, and end of the human world. The Father establishes heaven, and we become the residents of heaven. Together with that, he also explains that there are two fathers. Your physical father sustains you, and you then have to go to your teacher in order to study. Then, after the age of 60, you have to adopt a guru to go into the stage of retirement. The father, teacher, and satguru are all separate. This unlimited father is the father of all souls. He is the ocean of knowledge. He is the seed of the human world, the truth, the living being, and the embodiment of bliss. He is the ocean of happiness and the ocean of peace. Begin to praise him, because there are a lot of different opinions in the world. If he were omnipresent, how could he become our teacher and teach us? He is also the Sat Guru. He becomes the guide and takes everyone back home. He gives you teachings. That is, he teaches you remembrance. Ancient Raja Yoga of Bharat is also remembered. The most ancient of all is the Confluence Age, the period between the old world and the new. You understand that the Father came 5,000 years ago and made you belong to him. He became our teacher and Satguru. He is not just our Baba. He is the ocean of knowledge, that is, he is also the teacher who gives us teachings. He explains the secrets of the beginning, middle, and end of the world, because he is the seed, the lord of the tree. After he has come in Bharat, there are the omens of Jupiter over Bharat. All of those in the Golden Age are ever happy deities. There are the omens of Jupiter over everyone there. Then, when the world becomes Tamopradan, there are the omens of Rahu over everyone. No one knows the Lord of the Tree. If you don't know him, how can you receive the inheritance from him? While you sit here, sit bodiless. You have received the knowledge that souls are separate from the home. A puppet, that is, a body, is created of the five elements, and a soul enters it. Everyone's part is fixed. The first and foremost thing to explain is that the Father is the Supreme Father and also the Supreme Teacher. By being shown the contrast of a worldly father, teacher, and guru, they will quickly understand and not debate with you. The Father of Souls has all of this knowledge. This is a speciality. He alone explains to us the secrets of the beginning, middle, and end of the world. Previously, rishis and munis used to say, "We do not know the Creator or the beginning, middle, and end of creation," because they were Sato at that time. everything goes through the stages of Satopradhan, Sato, Rajo and Tamo. It definitely becomes old from new. You also know the duration of this world cycle. People have forgotten how long its duration is. However, they make all of those scriptures, etc., for the path of devotion. They have written many lies. The Father of all is one. The bestower of salvation is one, but there are many gurus. The Satguru, who grants salvation, can only be one. It is in your intellects how you receive salvation. The original eternal deity religion is said to be salvation. There are few human beings there. Now there are so many human beings. There is the kingdom of just the deities, and then their dynasty grows. Lakshmi and Narayan the first, the second, the third. When it is the kingdom of Lakshmi and Narayan the first, there are very few people there. Only you have these thoughts. Only you children understand that God, the Father of all souls, is just one. He is the unlimited Father. You receive limited inheritances from limited fathers and the unlimited inheritance of the sovereignty of heaven for 21 generations from the unlimited Father. 21 generations of living until old age, full long life, which is when you leave your bodies. There you know yourselves to be souls. Here, because you are body conscious, you don't know that a soul sheds a body and takes another. Now, who can make those who are body conscious soul conscious? At this time, not a single one is soul conscious. The Father alone comes and makes you soul conscious. There, you know that you souls will shed your grown-up bodies and then become children. There is the example of the snake. The examples of the snake and the buzzing moth, Brahmari, etc., apply at this time. They are then also used on the path of devotion. In fact, you are the Brahmin teachers who buzz knowledge to the insects in the dirt and change human beings into deities. The Father has this knowledge in him. He alone is the ocean of knowledge and the ocean of peace. Everyone continues to ask for peace. O bestower of peace, whom are they calling out to? They also sing praise of the one who is the bestower of peace, the ocean of peace, but without understanding the meaning of it. They say that, but they don't understand anything. The Father says, all of those Vedas and scriptures, etc., belong to the path of devotion. You had to do devotion for 63 births. There are so many scriptures. I cannot be found by you reading the scriptures. You call out to me, come and purify us. This is a Tamopradhan world of rubbish. It is of no use. There is so much sorrow. Where did sorrow come from? The Father gave you a lot of happiness. So how did you then come down the ladder? Knowledge and devotion are remembered. The Father speaks this knowledge to you, and Ravan teaches you devotion. You can neither see the Father nor Ravan. Neither can be seen with these eyes. The soul can be understood. We are souls, and souls definitely have the Father. The Father then also becomes the teacher. There isn't anyone else like him. You are now attaining salvation for 21 births, and there will then be no need to adopt a guru. The Father is everyone's Father, and also the teacher who teaches you. He is also the Sat Guru, the Supreme Guru, who gives salvation to everyone. None of the three can be called omnipresent. He tells you the secrets of the beginning, middle, and end of the world. People remember him. O Purifier, come. Bestower of salvation for all, come. Remove everyone's sorrow and give happiness. O God the Father, O Liberator. Then also, become our guide and take us back home. Liberate us from this kingdom of Ravan. The kingdom of Ravan is not in Lanka. The whole of this earth now has the kingdom of Ravan over it. The kingdom of Rama only exists in the Golden Age. People have become so confused on the path of devotion. You are now receiving Srimat in order to become elevated. In the Golden Age, Bharat was elevated and worthy of worship. Even now, they continue to worship those deities. When there were the omens of Jupiter over Bharat, it was the Golden Age. It now has the omens of Rahu over it, and so, look what the condition of Bharat has become. Everyone has become unrighteous. The Father makes you righteous, whereas Ravan makes you unrighteous. People say that they want the kingdom of Rama, and so that means that they are in the kingdom of Ravan, that they are residents of hell. The kingdom of Ravan is called hell. Heaven and hell are half and half. Only you children know what the kingdom of Rama is and what the kingdom of Ravan is. Therefore, first of all, you have to make others into those whose intellects have faith. He is our Father, and all of us souls are brothers. Everyone has a right to receive the inheritance from the Father, and you did receive it. The Father taught you Raja Yoga, and made you into the masters of the land of happiness. All the rest went to the land of peace. Only you children know that the Lord of the tree is the living being. He is the truth, the living being, and the embodiment of bliss. A soul is truth and also living. The Father too is the truth and the living Lord of the tree. This is an inverted tree. Its seed is up above. Only the Father comes and explains that when you become Tamo Pradhan, he comes to make you Sato Pradhan. History and geography repeat. You are now told not to use English words, history and geography. You should use the Hindi words. Everyone studies English. They believe that God spoke the Gita in Sanskrit. Sri Krishna is the prince of the golden age. It is not written anywhere that there was this language there. A language did exist. Whoever the king is, his language is his own. The language of the golden aged kings would be their own. There isn't Sanskrit there. The systems and customs of the golden age are separate from the systems and customs of iron aged people. All of you are mirrors who don't like the iron aged systems and customs of society. When you renounce the iron aged customs and systems, there is so much quarrelling. The Father has given you Srimat. Conquer lust, the greatest enemy. You also have in front of you the picture of those who were the conquerors of the world. You receive advice from the Unlimited Father on how peace will be established in the world. By bestower of peace being said, only the Father is remembered. The Father himself comes and establishes peace in the world every cycle. Because the duration of the cycle has been made long, it is as though people are sleeping in the sleep of Kumbhakarna. First of all, instill the firm faith in human beings that one is our Father and also our teacher. How can you call the teacher omnipresent? You children know how the Father comes and teaches us. You also know his biography. The Father comes to change hell into heaven. He is also the teacher and takes us back with him. Souls are imperishable. A soul plays his full part and then goes back home. You also need the guide to take you back. He becomes your guide, liberates you from sorrow, and takes you all back home. Acha. To the sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The Spiritual Father says Namaste to the spiritual children, and the spiritual children say Namaste to the Spiritual Father. Essence Vedana. 1. Renounce the iron aged systems and customs and opinions of society and adopt the systems and customs of the godly clan. Make the practice of being bodiless firm, like the bodiless father tells you to. 2. The unlimited father is the father, teacher, and also the Satguru. Explain this contrast to everyone. Prove that the unlimited father is not omnipresent. Blessing. May you have a loving intellect and stay in spiritual pleasure by moving away from childish, mischievous behavior. Some children behave in a childish, mischievous way due to their limited natures and sanskars. When it comes to my nature or my sanskars, they begin to behave in a childish, mischievous way. This word mine, Mera, puts you into a spin, Fera. However, anything different from the father's is not mine. My nature cannot be different from the father's nature. Therefore, move away from behaving in a limited, childish, mischievous way and stay in spiritual pleasure. Have a loving intellect, and you may behave in a playful way out of love. Slogan: when you have love for the Father, service and the family, you will be liberated from making effort. Om Shanti.